It is amazing.
What did I do with my shoes?
They fell before.
It is amazing how many times that me and Chris has talked about it, that somebody does a sermon, never talks to the song leader, but the song leader happens to sing a song right before it that applies to the lesson. And I think that's what happened tonight. You know, let this song that Corey just led, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you, and especially that second verse of where it talks about when somebody has said something unkind to you. I think that message is going to apply to what I'm going to talk about tonight. You know, I doubt if there's many people here, if any, that can say at some time in their life that they have not had their feelings hurt. That somebody has said something or done something or not done something, and they have had their feelings hurt because of it. Back in 1975, I know I'm going way back, but in 1975, there was a movie called Jaws. And those of you that might remember it, was a movie about these three men trying to hunt down this great white shark. And at one part in the movie, you had Captain Quint and Officer Brody and the researcher Hopper, and they was on the boat, and Captain Quint and the researcher, Harper, there started comparing scars, like sometimes men like to do. And so one would pull up his pant leg and said, "Right here is where I got bit by a shark." And the other one would roll up his sleeve and he would say, "Here's a scar I got from a manta ray where I was stung." Following after they compared scars for a while, Harper opens up his shirt. He points to his heart and he says, "That there, Mary Ellen Moffitt, she broke my heart." You know, sometimes getting hurt feelings can hurt more, and it can cause more lasting consequences than many physical injuries. But at the same time, I believe that many times the pain and the consequences of hurt feelings is made greater by the one who says that they have been offended. This message tonight is about those who get hurt, or at least think they get hurt. Because, let's be honest, it's no fun, is it, to get our feelings hurt. Tonight I want to start off by looking at the two texts I had on the title screen. First of all, Matthew 18 and verses 15 through 17. It says, "Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector." I mean, there's some serious business going on in that verse, isn't there? I mean, to the point that if the brother that has sinned, if he doesn't repent, if he doesn't say, "I'm sorry," and apologize, I mean, he's supposed to be treated like a heathen, like a tax collector. Another verse that is oftentimes referenced when it comes to hurt feelings is in Romans 14 and verse 21, where Paul writes to the Romans and he said, "It is good neither to eat meat nor drink wine nor do anything by which your brother stumbles or is offended or is made weak." These two passages, like I said, are oftentimes referenced or looked at when it comes to somebody having hurt feelings or somebody saying, "Well, so-and-so offended me." But to tell the truth, I believe there are times when these two passages are referred to when they should not be. I believe the reason is because over the years, the meaning of the words have changed. First of all, I believe the meaning of the word offended has changed. When we look at Romans chapter 14 and verse 21, and Adam Clark's commentary, he writes of this word offended that it means the word signified that piece of wood or key in a trap, which being trodden on caused the animal to fall into a pit or the trap to close upon him. And so what we're talking about here, we're not talking about just hurt feelings. We're talking about when we offend somebody in this sense, we're causing that person to fall. We're causing that person to sin. Today's language is different, isn't it? From the official dictionary.com that you can go to on the internet, the word offend means to irritate, to annoy, or anger, cause resentful displeasure in, or I like to add it there at the bottom, to get your feelings hurt. Now, when we look at these two things, they are very different in meaning, aren't they? Now, let's think about Matthew 18. When we read Matthew 18, where did it talk about a brother being offended? It says, when a brother sins against you. And so, when a brother sins against me, I am supposed to have brotherly love, and I'm supposed to go to them in private and talk to that brother concerning the matter. We must use care not to appeal to this passage in judging somebody and how they handle a case of hurt feelings. Unless it was a sinful act that caused the hurt feelings, or the person did something to cause someone else to sin, neither of these two passages applies. Now, I am not saying that when we get our feelings hurt, that sometimes it doesn't involve sin. Because sometimes it does. And we're going to look at that a little bit later. But I believe most of the time, hurt feelings involve something else. It doesn't involve a brother or sister intentionally hurting somebody else's feelings. Now, we're going to look at this question tonight as we had on our title page. You've gotten your feelings hurt. How are we as Christians to respond to that? How does God want you and me as brothers and sisters in Christ to respond to our feelings getting hurt? And that's what the lesson is about tonight. To better understand God's will and how we respond to hurt feelings. What does Christ expect of us when we are offended? When we get our feelings hurt? Do you know? Have you ever thought about it? Have you ever studied about it? Have we ever looked and said, what is the proper response when somebody hurts my feelings? Well, first of all, what I want to look at is, why do we get offended? Let's ask ourselves that question to begin with. As I proposed earlier, I think most of the time, people do not intend to hurt someone else's feelings. So why is it we hear about people getting their feelings hurt so much? Well, I think one reason is, some people enjoy being offended. Some people looks at this and it gives them the ability to get attention from others that they don't ordinarily get. You know, sometimes people will just as soon as they think they've got their feelings hurt, they want to run to somebody else. Oh, so-and-so hurt my feelings. And all they're doing is looking for attention, looking for pity from somebody else. In short, some people are just itching for attention. And they have discovered a great way to get that attention is by running to everybody and saying, I've been offended. another reason why we get offended is some are offended by the smallest of matters. I don't know, most of us here, I think, are kind of older, and you've probably heard the term thin-skinned people. And by that, what we mean is somebody that, who is easily offended. And sometimes we, you know, you've probably heard somebody say to somebody, well, if you go around them, you need to walk on eggshells. You know, you need to watch what you say. You need to be careful because if you say anything out of turn, they're going to take it the wrong way and they're going to be offended. They're going to get mad at you. I read we're at a service. There was two boys sitting up front. And they started getting a little bit rowdy and they started taking and disturbing and distracting the entire congregation. Well, the preacher was sitting close to them, and so he kind of just leaned over to them and discreetly and politely told the boys, you need to go sit with your parents. That wouldn't happen here, would it? If that was me, Mom would have come up here and grabbed me and took me out. After the services, the parents of those two boys come to the preacher and demanded an apology for the way those two boys had been treated. The first question that needs to be addressed is why do we get offended? Another thing that we need to ask ourselves, did the offender really intend to offend us? Did the person really intend to hurt our feelings? Well, the answer could be yes. You know, just as there are those who enjoy the attention they get from others by saying that they are hurt, there are those who do or say things that intend to inflict hurt and pain. I don't know how many of you all are football fans, but back in the early 70s, I was a fan of the NFL. I was a fan of pro football. My team was the Dallas Cowboys. And it seemed like just about every year they would be in the Super Bowl against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Pittsburgh Steelers had this lineman on their team called Joe Green. His nickname was Mean Joe Green. And he didn't get that because after the play he helped the other team player up. He got that because when he was on the football field, his intent was to hurt the other team's players and get them out of the game. And that's the way some people are. They take pleasure in hurting other people. And if you're convinced what that person did or failed to do, said or failed to say, was intended to hurt you, then I want you to ask yourself this question. Who really has the problem? If someone is out to hurt you or anyone else, they are the ones that have the problem, aren't they? They are the ones that need help. And you do not need to try and hurt them back, but you need to have pity on those people. And if you carry the same attitude toward them, then both parties have the same problem. And both parties are in real trouble. Well, now let's say we ask that question, did the offender really intend to offend? And we answer, no. And like I said earlier, I think this is what happens 90% of the time, if not more. If you know this individual didn't intend to hurt your feelings or offend you, why are you still hurt? Why is it bothering you so much? There was an occasion of I was at, and we was at a singing, and there was a person asked to sing a new song, you know, that the congregation really didn't know. It was a new song to everybody. And of course, it being a new song, it didn't go very well. But afterwards, that person heard another member say, Well, that wasn't really a pretty song in the first place. I don't know why anybody would want to sing that. Now, can we see why the person's feelings might be hurt? Of course we can. Now, did the other person really mean to hurt that person's feelings? Of course not. They could have thought, they could have said something without thinking. Or it might have been better for them to just keep their opinions to themselves. Now, did they sin? Or cause that other brother or sister to sin? No. And so it needs to be forgotten. It is foolish to make it an issue, especially if you know or even believe that it was not intended to be offensive. Another point I think worth considering, and that is, have you ever thought about how the Scriptures speak of people who have been offended? You know, the Bible warns against being offended. And you will find that most of the time, the Bible often speaks of offended people as being weak and immature people. In Matthew chapter 11 and verse 6, Christ is here speaking, and He's speaking about those who will not listen to Him. And He said, "And blessed is he who is not offended because of me." Now, was they people offended by Jesus? Yes, there was. Was these people justified in being offended? Well, of course not. We also read in the New Testament how some was offended by the cross. In 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 23 it says, "But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greeks foolishness." In Matthew chapter 26 in verses 31 through 33, I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version. This is the occasion right before Christ was taken by the Jews and judged and condemned and crucified. Starting in verse 31, it says, "Then saith Jesus unto them, All you shall be offended in me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am raised up, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter answered and said unto him, If all shall be offended in thee, I will never be offended." Now you think about the group of people, when we talk about those who have been offended in these verses, would you want to be listed in that group of people? Before I ever say I'm offended, I would want to check and remember what the Bible says about those who are offended. Jesus consistently pointed out that the weak and unbelieving are those who are easily offended, who desire the spotlight be put on their lives. Not once does the Bible give any virtue to being offended. That being said, I want to go back now to our other meaning of the word offend. That is the biblical sense in which someone is offended or caused to sin. Because the Bible also plainly condemns and talks seriously about causing a brother or sister to be offended. In 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 13, Paul says, "Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never eat meat again. I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble." That's a serious matter, isn't it? When we use the word offend in that sense, we have to be serious about it. But hurt feelings fall into a completely different category than being biblically offended. In summary, the Bible does anything but praise someone who is offended. The next thing I want us to look at, and that is, how are we to handle hurt feelings? When it comes down to it and we realize that we've got our feelings hurt, how are we supposed to handle it? Well, first of all, let's look at some things we should not do. First of all, we shouldn't milk it for all that it's worth. You know, as I talked earlier, some people just like that attention. And so what they will do is they milk it for all it's worth. They'll go to everybody that will listen to them, and they'll tell it to everybody. Are we to call the world and let it be known that we have been offended? Are we to blow the incident out of proportion? The old saying is, we use a whole lot of times, some of the older ones of us does, do we make a mountain out of a molehill? Or do we stew over it? Do we think about it, meditate about it, and just let it simmer and then come to a boil inside of us to where we get so mad and get so hurt that we cannot be productive? What good can come from those actions? Now, let's think about this. Let's think about some things that we should do. The first of these is we should think the matter through carefully. We need to ask ourselves, is it all that important? What will be the result from the action that we choose to take? Will Christ and His church be honored, or are we just thinking about ourselves? If I insist, as some people do, on following the verse in Matthew 18, and I take the matter to the person, and then I take it maybe on to the leadership or to the two witnesses. What if the two witnesses, or what if the leadership says, well, they didn't do anything wrong. You're wrong. You made a mountain out of a molehill. Can you live with that? You know, years ago, one of the first court TV programs was The People's Court. And I liked watching it quite a bit. And what you would have is you would have one person coming in and they would be suing another person and they made a TV show out of it. I was amazed at how many times that when one person sued another one, they got countersued. And then I was really amazed about how many times that the countersuit won and the person that brought the original suit lost. Are we willing, if we go to that person and they apologize, or if we take it to the leadership and they say that you're in the wrong, are we willing to let it go? Another thing I think we need to do when we feel like that our feelings have been hurt, that is, we need to pray about it. Before we do anything else, let's pray about it. Let's pray to God about it. Prayer always helps to put things into proper perspective. It gives God a chance to help us find the answer to what we should do. It opens up our minds to some advice maybe somebody else might give us, or to some verse He might lead us to, or just some thought that we realize it's not worth getting myself hurt over, getting myself worked up over. And although I don't believe Matthew 18 specifically applies to someone getting their feelings hurt, I do believe good advice is to go in person and talk to the person about it. You know, while Matthew 18 talks about someone sinning against us, I believe that advice should be taken. If we want to truly be beneficial to the church, ourselves, then we'll want to keep it private, won't we? We will want to try to work that out as quickly as we can. Now, there is also a point I want to make mention to those who are not involved in the situation. I think this is where you can come in. How many times has somebody come to you and said, well, so-and-so said this about me, and I ain't going to have anything to do with them anymore. When somebody comes telling you about how they have been offended, that is, how they have had their feelings hurt, I think it's our responsibility to ask them, have you talked it over with them yet? Have you went to them? Have you talked to them about it? What do they say about it? Did they even know that they hurt your feelings? Because if we don't do that, we could fall into a trap ourselves. We could fall into the trap about being guilty of gossiping, and we could fall into the trap of backbiting. And we all know that when those things get started in a church, in a congregation, there is no good that can come of that. I'm personally convinced that over 90% of the problems arising over hurt feelings are totally unnecessary. Perhaps we've not thought it through. Perhaps we haven't prayed about it. Or most importantly, we haven't gone to that person and talked about it with them. I want you to realize how serious not doing those things can be. You know, I was talking to Chris this afternoon, and thinking about this lesson, and our theme of the month of October is being unleashed. Well, when it comes to hurt feelings, it's one of those things that if a person holds within themselves can really bind them up. When you look at a congregation or people as a whole, you're looking at distrust within one another. You're looking at a loss of closeness. You're looking at jealousy striving in a church. And without a doubt, it hurts growth in the worship and in individual service of the people. In short, it's really sad about hurt feelings and being offended. As I said earlier, I think we've all felt it. And part of the time, it does not feel good at all, does it? But it is a serious matter. And we must remember that Christ and His church is usually severely hampered when we hold back those hurt feelings. When we try to not resolve them, then we are causing pain and trouble in the church. The next time that we are offended, that is, that our feelings are hurt, let us learn to take the brunt of that hurt, rather than making an issue out of it where Christ and His church is going to suffer. As I said, I think this is a lesson that all of us can use. Because I think all of us at one time or another had our feelings hurt. And a lot of times, most of us can truly say it, well, I held on to it way too long, and I realize now, looking back, that it hurt me. That it caused me not to work as I could in the Lord's service. Maybe it's even hampered the Lord's service in that I've maybe not intentionally out loud made it known, but I've kind of went around and not wanted to work with other Christians because they hurt our feelings. If we care about Christ, we care about the work, and we care about the church, when it comes to having hurt feelings, we're going to get that settled. And we're going to do it quickly. If there's anybody here tonight, maybe it is that you've had that problem and you just can't seem to get rid of it. Just can't seem to get rid of those hurt feelings. I'm not going to ask you to come up here and confess who hurt your feelings or what they said. But maybe it is you just need the church to pray with you that you can get rid of that feeling. That you can give it to God and He will help you get rid of those hurt feelings. Maybe it is you've never obeyed the gospel. You have an opportunity tonight to do that. Maybe you've fallen away and you realized, I need to come back. Whatever it is that we can help you with tonight, please come forward and let it be known as we stand and as we sing.